Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bochy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Juan Bernhardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The right fielder, John Hale. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Cruz scores. Braun moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, Mariners. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mariners. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bochy. Porter reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Milbourne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn bunts towards the mound. Gale fields it and throws to first for the out. Stinson moves to second. One out. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stinson moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Potek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Potek moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernhard bunts towards first. Hurdle scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Jones moves to third. Bochy moves to second. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-0 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek throws to second for 1, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jones scores. Bochy scores. Milburn moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mariners. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Jim Colburn now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mariners. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bochy. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Paquette scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 4, Mariners, 4. Jim Todd now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bernhard scoops it up and throws to first, with Todd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernhard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mariners. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stinson hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bernhard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a line drive into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernhard takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mingori now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. UL Washington pinch runs for Joe LaHood. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards third. Milburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Enrique Romo now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis is walked intentionally. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cowens scores. Washington moves to third. Otis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Royals, 5, Mariners, 5. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Otis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Mariners 5. The Mariners will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Leon Roberts pinch hits for Steve Braun. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Raboski now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 5. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.